Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kirby.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Okay, guys, first things first, be sure to keep up with us on social media to see all of the latest beauty news, our memes, all that good stuff.
The memes are so good.
And we're biased because we make them, most of them. All right, so follow us on Instagram at @Gloss_Angeles. Join our Facebook group. All you have to do is look up Los Angeles on Facebook, like the page, and then join the group. And we launched our first Twitter account. And by first, I mean our only Twitter account. Follow us at Los Angeles Pod.
Awesome.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, Sarah, so let's get into what's on your face. Sarah, please take the honor of going first.
Yes. Okay. So today I am wearing a new lipstick from Dior.
Ooh.
It is their Rouge Dior Ultra Care Liquid in the color Caress. So this is the first Dior lipstick that is infused with flower oil. So that means that it's also a lip care product, which is great because I always say this, but I have dry lips. So it's very hydrating, but it's long lasting as well. So it can wear up to 12 hours. It comes in a matte and satiny finish. This one I think is a matte finish, but it's, which I think is very like trendy right now, is mm-hmm. kind of that like moussey. Oh, did you hear that?
Oh.
ASMR.
Love it.
Yeah,
I know. Love that.
But it's kind of a mousse consistency.
Yes.
And it goes on really smooth and creamy, and then it finishes like a matte finish. So I really love it. And this, all the shades, because it has flower oil in them, are inspired by floral shades.
Pretty.
So this Caress is a lychee pink shade. I feel like it's almost kind of like a coral too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting a coral vibe.
Yeah.
But I like it.
So yeah, love it. $38. So it's an investment, but it's actually one. I mean, I like a lot of their lip products, but this has got to be one of my faves.
Listen, if you can't afford a Dior bag or shoes, get yourself a Dior lip gloss.
Because it's pretty.
Lipstick. Yeah.
It's pretty. What are you wearing, Kirby?
I'm wearing Ardell Magnetic Eyeliner and Magnetic Lashes.
Okay, so this is like
let's talk about this because yes. I'm doing this a lot with my hands. You can't see.
You're doing the Chris Pratt or the Chris oh. Evans, where they, you know how they put the fake nails on him?
No,
have you seen that
I've
meme?
Not seen that.
Oh my God, I can't wait to show
you.
I
need
to see
that.
Fabulous.
I'm just doing that because this has sparked a lot of chatter.
A lot of chatter.
So let's talk about it.
Okay. So last year I tried out 1-2 Cosmetics magnetic lashes mm-hmm. and I truly just didn't like them. I didn't think that they were easier for me to apply than like a strip lash from Ardell.
They're so hard to put on.
Yeah. And they're expensive too. It's because they're reusable, but like.
But then you can only use them like up to 4 times or something like that.
Oh, really?
Well, the ones that I've tried before, I think they were the same ones. Like it's just so expensive.
They're so expensive. And also they came in pieces like the left side of your eye and the right side of your eye. And the magnets weren't on the edge of the lash. So they were always lifting for me. I couldn't make them look natural.
Same.
Like that was just something.
They were like uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm over this. Then they came out with Ardell came out with their version. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine. I didn't think they were necessarily amazing by any means. So much cheaper. I'm a big Ardell girl. I think that their lashes are amazing, and they have the best bands because they're super flexible and not super, thick and hard to move.
Yep.
But I still wasn't a huge fan of the lashes. I thought they were fine, but I didn't think it was like something you should, because there's a learning curve to applying them. I'm like, okay, if you're going to have a learning curve to applying these, why not just use your regular strip lashes with the glue and you don't have to worry about like getting them perfect.
Yeah.
You just put them on. Mm-hmm. So then Tori at Ardell reached out and was like, we know that you've reviewed magnetic eyeliner before, because I did a video with Freeform recently where I tried out this Moxie Lash magnetic eyeliner. It worked.
Okay.
I liked it. It wasn't that dark of a black shade. It claimed to be like the blackest black. It wasn't. And the lashes that it came with were like so poorly made. I was really disappointed. But I tried them with 1-2 Cosmetics and it worked. But I still was saying like, I wish that the lashes had the magnets on the front and back end to really seal the deal the right way. So I don't know. I can't remember if Ardell's lashes were always like this or if they just listened to my suggestion in the video and made these, because these came out
that
super
would be amazing.
Quick. But I'm wearing them today and I'm really happy because...
Oh, you're wearing them today.
Yes, I'm wearing them.
Duh.
They're
on
my
face. Yeah.
Duh, Sarah.
I forgot that that's what we were talking about.
But they look super natural.
So good.
And I feel like they're lightweight. They have the magnets at the front and the back end. I put on the liner and... A few things that you need to know, because these are $20, so they're way more affordable than anything else that's out there, and you can like pick them up at the drugstore.
Yeah.
So the liner initially feels super, super creamy. It comes with, the packages come with the liner, a brush, and like a pair of lashes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you scoop it, like you have to be careful because you could end up getting a huge glob of the eyeliner. So I had to put a little bit in the top of the lid just to like kind of, swipe it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you apply it to your lash line, you have to be quick because it dries very quickly.
Okay.
And I think the purpose of that is so that it doesn't move throughout the day.
That makes
sense.
Sure.
I had already done my eyeshadow and I got a little bit on my eyelid and it was a pain in the butt trying to remove it. So you just need to know, like,
you have to move quickly.
You've got to move super quickly and you have to be precise or else it's kind of a mess to try to remove. But overall, it was easy for me to apply. They're on my eye. They're not lifting.
So you just put the lash onto the liner and then it just snaps together?
Yep. And like, I know that this stuff works because I tried the Moxie Lash Liner and it did work.
Yeah.
But I also just wasn't thrilled with the lashes that I had.
But these ones
I'm very happy with the way that these look. I applied mascara afterwards just to like blend them together. I don't think you have to do that, but I did. And the magnets, the way that they're placed, I think are the best option out there.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to try magnetic lashes for the first time and you really want to see if proof is in the pudding, then I would try. They're $20.
They're $20. Yeah. And that's like how much like strip lash costs.
Yeah.
From certain brands. How hard is it to remove?
Honestly, I could just take them right off
now. And then your liner is just kind of like, is it waterproof?
I actually don't know. I feel like it probably is.
Just because it doesn't
You might
move.
Need to use a more emollient eye makeup remover.
Cool.
Yep.
They look great.
Thank you.
All right.
So let's talk about what's happening in the beauty world this week.
Yes, let's get to it. So we have some good news. There are some sales happening. Yeah. And of course, I want to talk about my girl, Renee Rouleau. She's having her anniversary sale, and that goes through September the 8th. So you still have ample time to buy. The entire site is 15% off. I posted this in my Instagram story, and a lot of you were like, what products would you recommend? I'm like, all of them. But if I'm giving you like a couple of recommendations, I would say number one is the anti-bump treatment. It's typically $47.50. This treatment is essential if you get hormonal acne, cystic acne. I get a few blemishes around like my nose area. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's maybe my sunglasses like trapping makeup or something in the pore when I wear makeup or something like that. So I use it a lot in that area, and it takes it down significantly size-wise and redness-wise. I think Renee even mentioned like she made the product but doesn't even know why it works so well. It's just a miracle product. It works for everyone. So
awesome.
Anti-bump treatment A. B, rapid response detox mask. I wrote about this when it first came out, and honestly, it is a godsend.
It's everyone's favorite mask.
Yep.
You see it literally on every beauty editor.
Yeah.
And celebrity.
It includes licorice root extract. Basically, the whole point of this mask is to calm inflammation. Inflammation is the key to a lot of skin issues like acne, redness, rosacea, things like that. And so this rapid response detox mask, it glides on the skin. It's super pretty to look at. It's like gold and has a little bit of a shimmer in it. You put it on, it calms your skin down, cools your skin, just takes down, puts the fire out, as Renee likes to tell me. She wants to put the fire out. So it's typically $63.50. They also created this kit that you can buy on the website that's like $100 or so, and it comes with anti-bump and rapid response.
Cool.
So if you're interested in getting both, I would buy the kit and then use that 15% discount on that. And then I'm a huge fan of her pore and wrinkle perfecting serum. If you just want to look more firm and lifted texture wise with your skin, this product is
amazing.
So, and it's typically $49.50.
I'm so excited because I'm seeing Renee for the very first time this weekend.
I'm so excited for you. You're gonna love it. I'm seeing her this weekend as well.
I can't wait for our skin.
Our skin's gonna look fabulous, and she's just the best.
She really is.
She just turned 50.
She looks
amazing.
So good. So if that's like a reason enough to support her brand, is because it works. Her products work. She looks amazing.
And like, let me tell you, this woman is, she's not owned by anyone.
Yeah.
This is her brand. No big conglomerate owns her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have a payout. She's not just like the face of it now and doing whatever. She is still
the real deal.
The real deal.
Yeah. Okay. So now I have some other exciting news. Ulta's 21 Days of Beauty sale has begun.
It's happening.
So it started on September 1st. It'll go through September 21st. And for those of you guys who are not familiar with Ulta's 21 Days of Beauty, it's 3 weeks long. It's a sale that promotes a new deal every day. And the star promo product of the day will be 50% off for 24 hours.
You can get this like Becca Hydra Mist Set and Refresh Powder. It's typically $39. You can get it for $19.50 on September 3rd.
Yeah, so and you have to check every day, but we've got some sneak peeks, like Kirby just said. Some great, great products, great brands, Flesh's Glisten Drops are going to be $14 from $28.
Oh, damn. Look, Kylie Cosmetics Matte and Velvet Lip Kits. Can I be honest? I've never tried a Kylie lip kit.
What?
I've never tried it.
They're good. I mean, yeah, they're good.
I just keep thinking it's like ColourPop on steroids. So
it's 100% that. Or not even on steroids. It's just like ColourPop.
Okay, great.
And I love ColourPop.
Same.
Yeah. So
Kylie Cosmetics Matte Lip Kit. It's $29 typically. It's $14.50. On September 14th.
Benefit Cosmetics, the Porefessional Face Primer, $16 from $32.
These, by the way, aren't the only products on sale that day.
Right.
There's so many others. Bustle just happens to have a sneak peek here.
Definitely check their Instagram, check Ulta's site. Happy shopping to you all.
You know what? I'm going to create a little shopping list that we'll incorporate into the show notes.
Let's do it.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So they only have this sale twice a year. So this is a big deal if you are a Ulta Beauty fan, guys. Okay. So this episode, we are going to talk to you guys about some new beauty products that we've recently tried and become obsessed with, because I know it's been a while since we've kind of touched on our favorite products. So we thought we'd do a little recap of things that we tried in August and that we are currently loving. And we know you guys like to shop and get product recommendations from us. So if you guys like this episode, we'll plan on doing more of them like every month or so.
Yeah, I think that Sarah and I both do this, but when I was at Pop Sugar, we had our monthly must haves. It was like the most viewed post every single month. And it was all of the new products that we had tested out like within the past 1 or 2 months.
Yeah.
And then we figured, why don't we start doing this? And if you like it, we'll continue to do it. But we just figured we should be, if we're trying so many products, we might as well share them.
Exactly. So Kirby, you go first.
Ooh, okay. My first product is a sunless tanner. It's from Coco and Eve. And it's called Sunny Honey Bali Bronzing Foam in the shade Dark.
What a cute brand name and product name.
Yeah, and the packaging is super cute. I love that it's a pastel yellow and a magenta shade. It's not brown or
right.
Whatever.
It's
so fun.
It looks
so different from everything else out there. So my friend Kate at Be Social sent me this product. It came with a mitt and then like a brush, which I'll get into in a second. But I have tried every sunless tanner under the sun, and everyone claims to not have a bad smell. And I'm always like, please stop lying to me.
Yeah.
I know that I'm eventually going to smell like this weird, I can't even explain it, but
it's like a, how does it smell? It's almost, it smells like hot.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Like a stench of like you've been sweating.
Yes. Yes.
And it's because the DHA is interacting. The DHA is the agent that, you know, tans your skin and creates the color, but it's because of the way it reacts, chemically reacts with your skin.
That
it's inevitable.
Sense. Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you that this product doesn't give that to me. And I know this because I've gone on to shoots.
I want to smell it.
I've gone into public wearing this. Like, I'll put it on. And what I love about it, it develops in 2 hours. So it dries really quickly. It's not sticky.
It smells so good.
What do you think it smells like?
It's sweet, but not like sickeningly sweet.
So on the website, it says that their scent is tropical mango and guava.
Oh.
Kind of inspired by Bali.
Yes, that makes sense.
And it says no biscuit smells.
Because they're Australian.
Yes.
Biscuits. Cookies.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what the hell are they talking? I'm like, is like there a stale biscuit smell normally when I use this tanner?
Because so many of them smell like cookies. Like
yes.
Sugary, sweet.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is more fruity.
Yeah. So it's more fruity. It's vegan. It's 100% natural DHA. I think this is why it might not have such a strong stench, but it doesn't skimp on the color either. So it has a green gray base. I love when I'm using a product and it's formulated more green, because that means it's going to look more olive.
Yeah.
I also like purple undertones, but if they say like the tone is like a true tan, chances are you're probably going to turn orange. It's just what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I have been on set wearing this all day. I went to the peach pit wearing this and like had a drink spill on me, and it didn't. Like nothing happened because it had developed in 2 hours. And a lot of products are like, oh, there's this express tan that it's good in 1 to 3 hours or whatever. But I feel like this, more so than anything else, has really just lived up to what it's claiming. Like I said, super lightweight, non-sticky. I love that when I put it on, it helps kind of like blur my skin a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a skin perfector, but gives me that color too.
Yeah.
And like I'm wearing it right now and I feel like I don't look obscenely tan.
No,
I just look like
all.
I have a nice glow.
Yeah.
On the website, it says that it's an anti-cellulite, anti-aging self-tan with zero nasties. I just want to put this out there. I don't believe anything in a cream or liquid or foam form is helping you with cellulite.
No.
Like, I love this product, but I just want to call bullshit on that. So apologies, but it's just...
No, it's true.
Maybe it's firming your skin, but I have a fat ass and I definitely have cellulite still. So,
I mean,
it's not going away.
Yeah, no. Like, but I just, yeah, you can't expect that to come from a tanner.
No, much like coconut oil, if I'm hawking a cellulite product, you know I got paid the big bucks. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, man. Well, it's great. You look great. Smells great. And where can you get it?
You can buy it on their website in the United States. It's available mm-hmm. through them. I looked and I was like, oh, maybe it's on Ulta because they do carry the brand, but they only have a hair mask that they make available on that website. So just go to cocoandeve.com and you'll be able to order it there.
Cool.
Okay, Sarah, so what is your first product?
Okay, so funny enough, you mentioned Guerlain last episode.
Yeah.
I think it was. And I said that I had not tried their products before. Then I got sent their new foundation. It's the Guerlain L'Essentiel Foundation.
Ooh.
So French. And it is their long-wearing liquid foundation with 97% naturally derived ingredients.
Hmm, interesting.
It's got buildable, light to medium buildable coverage. And what I love most about this is that it has a glowy finish, which is something that I like to look for in foundations. And it has skincare built into it. Oh, and it also has SPF 20, which is great. Broad
great.
Spectrum. So the skincare that's built into it, it's these extracts that are derived from red algae and pteragums. I've never heard of pteragums before.
Me either.
But apparently it protects your skin from pollution, but it also lets your skin breathe. So it looks really natural, but
love
it's still
that.
Protecting you from all the grossness of the world. And then it has white cocoa bean extract to help moisturize the skin and allegedly protects you from the harsh blue light.
Oh, we need a whole app.
Yeah,
on that.
I know. I need to talk to someone about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's supposed to improve your complexion over time. That's like the skincare benefits of it too.
Okay, so you gave us the rundown of like what it's made of and what to expect, but I just want to know like why do you like it?
Here, I'm going to give it to you so you can swatch it
oh,
on your hand too.
Oh, this is a cute bottle.
I know. So the bottle is really cute. So I typically like to wear like lighter, glowier, dewier foundations, and this is definitely one of them. But it's buildable, so it has more of a medium coverage if you want, and I think you can even build it even more to be full coverage. But I just love how light it feels. There's a slight scent to it, but it's not
overpowering. Yeah, it's not a great scent, but it's not overpowering.
Do you think that it's like? I feel like it might be the sunscreen that's built into it.
Yeah. So it says that the active ingredient is titanium dioxide.
Right. So then that's. Makes sense.
So yeah, I think that's what we're smelling. I like that it feels really, I'm putting it on my hand and I feel like it's very light.
Like it feels very hydrating and moisturizing, but then like it's not going to make you, it'll make you look glowy, but not oily.
Yeah. And there's still like decent coverage.
Exactly. So it comes in 30 different shades, which is great. And yeah, I just really love the finish and I think it's something that I will probably wear this fall. And it already has a bunch of great reviews on Sephora. And it's actually sold out in a lot of shades.
Wow. I'm looking at my hand right now because I applied it there. And it's super glowy.
Which is just
awesome.
I mean, what I always strive to look like.
A glow queen.
I am wearing shade 04N for those who might have a similar coloring.
Does that mean neutral?
I think it does.
Great.
And yeah, so if you're looking for a new foundation that has sunscreen in it, that has more of a dewy finish, but has some coverage, definitely check this out. It's $60, so it's not cheap, but I don't think you need that much.
Guerlain is definitely a luxe
product,
prestige brand. So I am not surprised by that price point.
Yeah. All right. What about you? What's next?
So I've talked about this a lot, actually, on my Instagram. I posted a photo because I'm just so happy with it.
Are you sure that they're not paying you?
That would be amazing. If y'all want to give me an affiliate code, Mama's freelance now. Take money where I can get it. But
I associate you with this brand now.
But also because
you look amazing.
Okay. So it's Beautystat Universal C Skin Refiner. This product, so I was reading up on it. Apparently, Beautystat was created from Ron Robinson. Do you remember that place from Fred Siegel?
Yeah.
So I guess like they had...
He developed it?
I don't remember if he developed it.
Or
I'm
like
sorry.
Someone... No, it's okay.
It's like a cosmetic chemist from Ron Robin... Whatever it's called.
Yeah, Ron
Is
Robinson.
Ron Robinson.
Yeah.
They ended up creating Beautystat. And the first product they launched was the Universal C Skin Refiner. This product has just been blowing off the shelves. And I'll give you a tip on how to purchase it after I review it. But if you want to resurface your skin, if you need help with texture, if you're going through a breakout, I highly recommend this product. It is formulated with the highest percentage of vitamin C on the market, 20%. But as you guys know, vitamin C is really hard to stabilize in its purest form. Mm-hmm. Like if you're using it in a serum and you don't close the cap all the way, it can oxidize and compromise the integrity of the product. So vitamin C, while it's probably my favorite skincare ingredient of all time, it's fickle.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a little hormonal. It gets a little agitated from time to time. So that's why it's always best to use like a powder form that you activate yourself.
Yes.
There's like this company called Bacal that come with these little, they're like these little jars. And when you flip the lid up, the powder falls into the serum and then you apply it to your face. They're all individuals.
You know, also Mary Kay makes those little squares,
yes,
the vitamin C squares.
Yep.
Those are great because then you can activate it, yep, as you want.
And Vitabrid also makes a little vitamin C powder that you activate with one of their essences.
Oh, and I have one more. Yeah. Verst.
Oh, yeah, Verst.
Yeah, yep. Which is a great affordable vitamin C buy.
Exactly. So the reason why they're able to do this 20% vitamin C or L-ascorbic acid, mm-hmm, in BeautyStat is because it's encapsulated. And so we've had some people in the Facebook group actually saying, I got BeautyStat, I love it, but the texture feels a little gritty. Is this right? And yes, it is. It's, mm-hmm, because the vitamin C is encapsulated. So
you have to break it up.
You have to break activate it up. And that's why it feels like that on the skin. That's keeping the product from being compromised.
Got it.
It also includes other amazing ingredients. Like there's this, the term is too sciencey, so I'm not going to throw it out there, okay, but it's the important active component of green tea.
Got it.
Which we know is a really nice ingredient as well. Squalane.
Mm-hmm.
And I initially thought I hated squalane because one of the most popular products that uses this ingredient always broke me out.
Yeah.
I was like, what the?
Ooh, it turns out, was it an oil?
Yes.
Oh my God. I think I know what you're talking about. And I also don't like using it.
I
and
know.
Was turned away by this ingredient because of it.
And I don't like to say this because it's not 100% correct, but I noticed that they are doing a lot of influencer marketing,
uh-huh,
with people that don't know anything about skincare.
Oof.
And they're recommending it. And I'm like, well, that's why, because nobody that is like really into skincare would ever recommend this product. And then also tartaric acid, which helps with your pH level. So your pH level is super important to making sure that your ingredients work as effectively as possible. So it's fragrance free. It like actually doesn't have a smell. And they just say to use it on clean, dry skin. That being said, it's $80. It's a beauty investment.
Yep.
I had a lot of people asking me, like, is this something that I should be using for firming? Is it should be for my breakouts? It's like a 1-2 punch. It's helped my skin texture immensely. It helped with me clear my breakouts, which I love. Also, when buying it, I would try to buy it through Violet Grey. Okay. They've been sold out for a hot minute, but I have been reading online that people are having trouble buying the product through the brand itself. So they're like, I've ordered it and I haven't gotten a confirmation, or it's, mm-hmm, been weeks and I still haven't received it. And then people are like, well, I ordered through Violet Grey and got it in 3 days.
Got it.
So I think that if you're going to try it and you want to, make sure that you're using Violet Grey.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, I want to hear about this next one.
So my next product that I have recently been obsessed with is the new Peach and Lily Overnight Star Sleeping Mask.
Woo, woo.
It sold out in 24 hours when it launched last month. And yeah, that was last month. It's September. And it's the brand's first sleep mask. And I don't know about you. I usually use sleep masks that are very like water-based,
mm-hmm,
because you're supposed to use it like on top of your moisturizer or cream.
Yep.
So this is going to replace that. So it's meant to be your last step in your skincare routine, but replaces your moisturizer.
Interesting. Love that.
And you don't have to wash it off the next morning. So it's a sleep mask in that you are sleeping in it, but it's like a night cream because you, yeah, don't have to wash it off. So it's got a lot of antioxidant rich ingredients like acai berry extract and black ginseng extract. So it's super hydrating and nourishing. It's working while you're sleeping. And then hopefully in the morning, your skin will look brighter and feel firmer. And I definitely felt that. Like I felt really hydrated when I woke up in the morning. And I just love that it absorbs really quickly. And it's this beautiful blue color, and it's very, very light. So like I said, it absorbs really quickly into your skin. You don't have to worry about like getting your pillowcase wet. You know, like when you wear some sleep masks, you just like try and just like sleep. Well, I always try to sleep straight on my back because of my lash extensions.
Yep.
But yeah, so it feels like it's a cross between like a bouncy jelly and like a whipped gel cream. So it's a very lovely texture that melts right into your skin. Smells a little bit like lavender, but it's really subtle, so it's not overwhelming if you're someone that is sensitive to fragrance.
And it's nice that it's lavender because lavender is such a calming fragrance.
Calming fragrance helps put you to sleep. So I love it. It is $43. You can get it on Peach and Lily's website or you can get it on Ulta. Like I said, it sold out immediately and it already has tons of great reviews. You can use it on all skin types if your skin is feeling tired or dull or dehydrated. It also has jojoba oil and squalane.
Squalane.
Yeah. Hyaluronic acid, niacinamide, some peptides, all those good things that are going to work while you sleep to repair your skin and make you look just nice and glowy in the morning.
We're just the biggest Peach and Lily fans.
We are.
So I think anything they put out is just immaculately great.
I just have so much respect for Alicia Yoon and the fact that she will only put out products that she truly, truly believes are results driven and are going to work on all types of skin and are going to make you look glowy, like a glowy little peach.
I remember when I interviewed her before I got a facial with her, before the whole
debacle. Yeah.
Which
we'll have to talk about that on another episode.
We had somebody fake pretending to be us and other people in the beauty industry, which was crazy. She was telling me about how they pick their factories and how they manufacture their products. And it really gave me an insight to how important that element is. And like, she will not skimp on anything. She's like, we just won't be doing this if it doesn't work out the right way.
Right. Which is why she only has, what, 10 SKUs?
Yeah.
She really isn't going to put anything out unless she truly believes that it's something that's going to work.
Glass Skin Refining Serum is my
chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Holy grail. A+. Yeah. Star student.
Yeah. If my skin just feels gross or tired, I immediately reach for it.
And I always like use like a little tiny bit.
Because you never know when it's coming back.
I'm like, oh my God, is it ever coming back?
I was
back?
Actually.
It's always sold out.
I recently put it on and I was like, do I have a backup? Like, I feel like I'm just generously applying this with reckless abandon and I don't have a backup. So. Yeah,
this is so unrelated to anything we're talking about, but I realize like my skin just doesn't react to retinol very well, like over the counter retinols.
Yeah.
Because every time I put them on, my skin gets super red or like flaky.
Yeah.
And I've been told that's normal and it's supposed to, but I'm like, I don't have time to deal with this.
No, you've got places to go.
I've been trying that retinol alternative, but for all of the retinols that I've been sent in the past like 2 or 3 months that aren't working out for my face, I've been slathering all over my arms and my chest and my neck. And I'm like, this is absurd.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause I'm literally taking this like little tiny product and just like, putting my hands and just like rubbing it. But I feel like that's an essential part that I should be taking care of.
Absolutely. That's how I am with the La Mer concentrate.
Oh my
God. Any part of my body that's like mosquito bite.
Yeah.
dry patch. I take just the littlest concentrate, but it works. I mean,
everyone hates you now.
Well, doesn't Chrissy Teigen use it on her stretch marks?
Probably.
I mean,
I thought you were going to say, does she use it on like Miles as a diaper rash cream?
I mean, probably.
Maybe.
Perhaps. Bet.
Who knows?
Okay. What is your next product, Kirby?
Mine is a lip product.
Okay.
It's from Dear Dahlia.
Love and Dear Dahlia.
It's called the Paradise Dream Velvet Lip Mousse. So this is for you people who are obsessed with being vegan and cruelty free. This is a brand for you because it is.
And it's a Korean brand, right? I'm pretty sure.
They're
like a Korean beauty brand. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why I love it so much.
The founder is Korean or a Korean American. Anyways.
That would make a lot of sense just because of how much I love this product.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called the Paradise Dream Velvet Lip Mousse. It has this really unique whipped texture. And then when you put it on your lips, it just glides on and it gives you this super dreamy, soft focus, powdery, matte finish.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're someone that hates the stark line of wearing a lipstick or a liner, this is going to be your jam. And I keep rubbing my lips together because I love it. Just feels smooth. I feel like I'm not wearing anything.
Yeah.
But it's like
it's hydrating.
Super plumpy, like like a pillow.
But it's pigmented. Like there's a lot of
pigmented
color.
Yep.
Like we were talking, well, when I mentioned the Dior lipstick that I'm wearing, like, do you feel like this trend of super matte lipsticks is
it's
going to
dead.
Phase out? Yeah.
It's dead.
Which thank God, because
thank
I just,
God,
it's,
I'm over it.
Ugh.
And like,
it's uncomfortable to wear.
I also just like hated the discourse around it. Like I remember I had to shoot a video where I was using all of these like 12 different shades of this matte liquid lip.
Yeah.
And then of course it got boosted because like a brand sponsor was attached to it. Yeah. And the comments were like, this girl has no lips. She shouldn't be wearing matte lipstick like this. And I'm like,
excuse
me? Shut the hell up. Like, oh, I'm not allowed to wear matte lipstick anymore unless I have Kylie Jenner lips. Give me a break. Like,
I have never heard that. That
is literally so rude.
So people are rude.
Everyone on the internet's rude. I'm just putting it out there. But
especially
sorry.
People who take time to comment on videos.
Yeah.
They're
I was
rude.
Like, please be quiet. So anyways, I'm obsessed with this mousse. First of all, like the packaging.
Just so cute.
Guys, I wish I you're going to Google it and look it up. But the packaging is beautiful. It's not very big. It's a little stout.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yep.
But
She's
gorgeous. She has like a hexagonal shape. Mm-hmm. Is this an octagon or a hexagon?
That looks like a hexagon.
It's an octagon.
It's an octagon. It's a hexagon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait, am I crazy? Wow, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's an octagon.
Okay, it's an octagon.
Okay, so it's an octagon. Wow. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Whatever. We're not in the business of shapes, okay?
Listen, it's an octagon.
I'm here to talk about the formula.
Exactly. The top, the cap is beautiful. It looks kind of like,
it's like a marble finish.
Like a marble granite type finish. And then the bottom is this rose gold. And then it has the name Dear Dahlia and a little square so you can get a peek of what the color is inside.
It's very chic.
Yes. I'm wearing ballet.
Cute.
And it's $32. So this is definitely like a luxe product. They sell it at Neiman Marcus. But I'm just telling you, if you want a product, a lip product especially, that has this like great whipped texture, it does not feel drying. All the shades are so complimentary and beautiful. And it's 100% vegan and cruelty free. Mm-hmm. I would say invest in this. It's a great buy. And like Dior, it also includes a flower extract.
Oh, look at all these flower extracts
it's the
everywhere.
Dahlia flower extract.
Okay, that makes sense.
To hydrate and protect the lips. And then all the other ingredients are USDA certified ingredients. So it includes like argan oil and shea butter too.
So I have also used their lipsticks before, and they are also super beautiful. And then they make like a cushion compact. Just all their stuff is really great.
And they make a balm. Like they make this really pretty lip balm that looks like a lipstick. But my friend Teresa, so I work at Freeform and I took a bag of product over to them yesterday as like a little gift. Because, you know, now I don't have like a free table to put it on. And
welcome to my life.
I know. Welcome to Sarah's life. But I took a bunch of product and they were opening them up. Teresa was like, oh my God, like I love this shade, but it's like I would never wear something this bright or whatever. And then she opened up the lip balm. And she was like, oh my God, this is perfect for me. Because she got the, like, you know, the luxury
like
of applying a bullet, but it's a beautiful lip balm.
Yeah.
So very happy about that. I'm so glad that I have been introduced to this
brand. Yeah, I want them
to
come out with more shades.
Me too.
I need more.
Give me more. I want like a, do they make glosses yet? I want a gloss.
They do make a gloss. They do make a gloss.
Okay, Kate Morgan, I'll be emailing you.
So I want to talk about this new Wink stamp, wing eyeliner stamp and pen from Kaja, which is also a Korean brand.
Okay, so I just got this and I haven't tried it yet, but I am
but
dying to know.
But you're probably like total expert at the cat eye. Mm-hmm. This is for people who are not that great at cat eye or like me who I feel like it's hard on the Asian eyes to do a perfect cat eye. So there's two parts to the set. The first part is this pen that has a stamp. So it's like a wing eyeliner stamp.
Ooh,
you see?
Yep.
So it has a left side and a right side.
It looks like a magic marker.
It's like just so fun to use. I actually, they aren't the first people to create this,
totally.
You know, stamp, but I usually don't like to use them because I feel like they don't work with my eye shape or they just look really fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? The packaging is really cute. I like Kaja, so I'm going to try it. And it was so easy to use. And the shape is perfect. Like, it's just like a small little wing.
Yeah, it's tiny.
And I like that it tells me which side is for the left and which side is for the right.
That's actually brilliant.
Isn't it?
Because not all, like, the other ones that
they don't disclose that. And then you're like,
Or they don't have the option.
Or, yeah, they don't have the option. Then it comes with the eyeliner pen so that you can finish your wing after applying it.
And connect everything.
Exactly. So $25 for the two.
Cool.
Great deal. It doesn't smudge. It's not waterproof.
I think it's probably water resistant, right?
Oh, no, wait, actually it is. It's waterproof.
Ooh.
And smudge proof.
Great.
Free of parabens, also cruelty free. And it's like a really good black, like it's kind of matte finish.
Love.
Yeah. If you have trouble creating a cat eye, which I know the struggle is real. Mm-hmm. It is hard out there for a cat eye.
My friend Christina used to make beauty comedy videos, and it was like trying to get the wings the same. And she just would they would just grow.
Totally.
They just kept getting longer and bigger.
It's like anytime I'm like, I'm going to do a cat eye, I have to have like 5 Q-tips with me, you know, some eye makeup remover just to make sure. It's just so hard. And then you keep adding to one side and the other side. So yeah, so this is a great option for those of you who are cat eye
enthusiasts,
but also handicapped.
And also, this is a meme box brand, but it's in partnership with Sephora. I don't think a lot of people know that. So you can only buy Kaja on Sephora.com. Do they sell it in store?
Probably. Yeah. It's such a cute brand. They make such fun products. They make that little like blush cheek stamp. Have you seen that? Where it's like a little heart.
I get a lot of their products and I love them.
Me too.
I think they're fun.
They're super fun, but then they also are just really good products. Like this eyeliner is like, even if you don't use the stamp part, the eyeliner itself is really great as well. Check it out if you are cat eye challenged like I am.
Okay, my final product is skincare, obviously. Bombs. We love skincare over here at Gloss Angeles. So it's the Uli Henriksen, or how do you say it?
Ula.
Ula, yep.
Ula.
Ula. Ula Henriksen Fat Glow Facial. Okay.
Yes.
So you've probably seen this on Instagram because they're kind of going hard with influencer marketing right now. But I have to tell you, this product is awesome.
It's really great.
So Sarah and I both got facials at the Ula Henriksen Spa on Sunset a couple weeks ago.
Right next to where Hailey Bieber and I think Selena Gomez still works out there. Pilates studio.
Awkward. Awkward. But yeah, we saw Hailey Bieber's car. We're like, oh, the one with like all the windows blocked out. Yep, that's her. Who, I think she's cute. I love Hailey Bieber. Love a little Hailey Bieber moment.
Same.
Anyways, we got these facials. I had an amazing facial. My skin looked awesome afterwards, and they used the Fat Glow Facial. So when I think of Fat Glow, and it's spelled
fat with a P-H.
Yeah, P-H-A-T. I always think of Pretty Hot and Tempting because like we always used to say that to each other when we were in middle school. I'm fat and pretty hot and tempting. Like whatever. Okay. What idiots we were. Oh my God, baby fat.
Yeah.
Wow. So who is this facial good for? It's great for someone that has dark spots, fine lines and wrinkles. You know, if they're wanting to kind of refine and make their pores look a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And if you deal with dryness. So the main ingredient in this facial is polyhydroxy acids.
That's where the pH comes from.
That's where the PHA comes from. So if you look on the bottle, it has PHA outlined and then the T at the end. So what are PHAs? They're a gentler alternative to alpha hydroxy acids, and they help even your skin tone and texture through that chemical exfoliation. So this is a chemical exfoliator. It also includes Nordic birch sap. I don't know. Sometimes I like to go through what ingredients are in products just because I feel like people care. But at the same time, I'm like, are they really that effective? I don't care if that Nordic birch sap is in here.
But I do, I notice it because there's a sticky consistency to the mask.
Okay.
And so I'm like, where is that stickiness come from?
Totally.
And it's from the sap, which is good for your skin. It's hydrating.
Yes, it's hydrating and nourishing. And that's why it has a marshmallowy consistency.
Yeah.
So when you apply it, you put it on and it's pink, and then you rub it and it starts to turn like this cloud like puffy type of
very Instagrammable.
Very Instagrammable. And it also has pink bentonite clay, which helps to clarify your skin. So it has like these core good ingredients that will basically just clarify and detox your skin while also giving you that chemical exfoliation.
Right. But it's gentle enough where you can, well, this is what Shiva said, that you can like use it a couple times a week, especially before like an event.
Yes.
It's so, like a, or I say events because we go to events.
Yeah.
An event meaning a date or whatever you want to look good for. Maybe you just want to look good.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that I think was like the main selling point for me, that you could use it 3 to 4 times a week if you wanted to. You don't have to worry about like drunk elephant baby facial. You're only using that once a week at most.
Like, I mean, guys,
maybe like once a month. Like, oh, that stuff is
spicy.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
So I like that you can use this as many, like,
me too,
like 4 to 5 times a week if you want.
And it's
and it says you can use it before makeup application. So I think the thing that really drew me to this product was like, I got the facial, and because it was like a chemical exfoliation, I was like, oh, I'm probably going to have like a little breakout here or there. I didn't have that.
Right.
Which I really appreciated.
Totally. And it's part of their Transform Plus line.
Yep.
So and that line is great for people who have more mature skin,
but
also people who just want to have more results. People who want more
result-driven.
I'm trying to say, like, if you have wrinkles and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you have mature skin and you're looking for that kind of extra moment. But also, I think if you have blemishes and stuff like that, but, like, you're trying to use alpha hydroxy acid and it's not going well for you, it's too aggressive.
Yes.
Look for PHAs and try this facial. I'm really into it.
Yeah. And how much is it?
It is $49.
Okay.
But you don't need a lot.
Yeah.
I'll put that out there. And it's, like, it's a good amount.
And I love Ula's masks.
Yeah.
And him in general.
He's such a bright ray of sunshine.
Kirby and I got to spend a weekend with him in Sonoma, and it was amazing.
Was it?
It was memorable.
It was amazing because we got to meet him.
It was a really good crew.
With great people.
And it was so beautiful. It was a very windy road to get to this beautiful destination.
And they serve drinks specifically for when you get there to help with motion sickness, which I definitely had. Like, we were going horseback riding, and to get down to ride the horses, I literally had to move to the front seat with the driver.
Yeah.
Because I was going to throw up.
But she didn't throw up. Guess who threw up?
Sarah barfed on the way to the airport.
Kirby and Shiva watched me throw up on the beautiful Sonoma coast with like the Big Little Lies soundtrack playing in the background.
Yeah.
I was like, and I was like,
I remember you were like, I need you to pull over and I'm going to need a barf. And I'm like, what? What is that? This is like when Sarah and I first started going on a lot of press trips together. Also, I just want to throw out there, if we're saying people's names, that's the press person.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the person that's like, when we talk about Shiva and Kate Morgan and all these people, they're our go-to girls that
the
give us the intel.
Who continue to work with us.
They give us the intel. We love them.
So anyways, love Ula.
Okay, what is your last product?
Okay, what is my last product? Oh, yes. The Ilia eyeshadow palette. It is the first eyeshadow palette that the brand has created. And for those of you who are not familiar with Ilia, they are a clean beauty brand that's based out of Laguna Beach.
And truly clean.
Truly clean.
You are a clean connoisseur.
Yeah.
You know and love this brand.
Yeah. And I love all of the products that I've tried from Ilia. I love their foundation. I love their lipsticks. They're all great, which I feel like, I don't know. I think obviously technology in beauty is advancing, but it can be difficult sometimes to find a great clean makeup product, right?
Yep.
That has great payoff, that actually looks good, that lasts. And I have to say, like, I have been super impressed with everything that Ilia has created. And this eyeshadow palette, I'm like, oh, a clean eyeshadow. I wonder if they can do it.
Yeah.
And I am very impressed. I mean, I would like you to try it because I think that you are more well-versed in the eyeshadows than I am. Because
All I
really want out of an eyeshadow is that it has a good texture and it's going to look pretty on my eyes and then stay put, no slipping and sliding.
Totally.
And they delivered on their eyeshadows. So
Yay. Yeah,
there's two palettes. The one that I love is the Warm Nude. So it has a lot of coppers and browns.
Can I see it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, okay, yeah, there's only 6 shades. I think this is awesome because you're not overwhelmed by
exactly.
like so many different shades.
100%. And they're all super wearable neutrals, but then they have a matte finish, a satin finish, and the metallic finish. And it's super buttery. You can play with it if you want. And it's got high pigment, which is for me is something that I'm like, oh, wow, a clean beauty brand can make an eyeshadow that has a lot of pigment.
Yeah, this
and
is beautiful.
Feels good, blends easily, doesn't have a fallout. So yeah, so it's talc-free, cleanly formulated, $38. And then it comes in another shade, which is their Cool Nude, which has more of like cooler colors like purple, violet. And yeah, I personally am such a fan of the brand and I'm really excited about this palette.
Yeah, I think this is stunning. It reminds me, like pan wise, they're bigger, but a mix of Charlotte Tilbury, Bella Sophia and Golden Goddess palettes.
Oh, see?
It's kind of like a little combo.
Expert at the eyeshadow palettes.
I mean, I this is extremely my jam.
Right?
So
it's
I'm
something
very excited.
That I feel like you could take on vacation with you.
Yeah.
It's also something, like you said, that's not super overwhelming or intimidating for someone who doesn't like to wear a lot of eye makeup or just is kind of new to the game and you're just looking for colors that are going to go well together. And like, you can't go wrong with mixing those shades, you know?
No.
Like, you can have a lot of fun with it.
And I'm looking and like, I'm putting, each of them have like a little bit of shimmer to them.
Yes.
But there are distinctions. So there's the matte shades and then there's true shimmer shades.
Exactly.
But I like that even the matte shades have a little bit of this shimmer to them. It's beautiful.
Right. And it looks great on all skin tones, all eye colors. And yeah, it comes in a really cute little compact. So with a little mirror.
I wonder how they named the shades. The shades are cute names. Like there's Grace, 1979.
Cocoon. Hunter.
Unite. Lineup.
Wouldn't it be so fun to name shades?
Please, I would name shades all day and all night. That would be my dream job.
Yeah. So yeah, if you guys are looking for a clean eyeshadow or just trying to, you know, clean up your makeup routine a little bit, definitely check out Ilia. Check out this eyeshadow palette. You can get it on Ilia's website and I'm pretty sure you can get it at Sephora as well.
They can get it on Credo, right?
Yes, you can get it on Credo. Yes, you can get it on Sephora. It has obviously the clean at Sephora beauty seal.
And this is, I will say, like, some people like to discuss like how clean that seal actually is.
Right.
But I feel like Ilia is a gold standard.
Totally. They are. They take a lot of pride in their formulations. So yeah, those were our faves of August.
I mean, I think we did a good job. We nailed it.
Yeah.
We talked and we did it.
Yeah.
Great.
Go us.
So let us know, have you tried any of these products? Do you plan on picking any of them up? And if so, reach out to our account, gloss_Angeles, or just message Sarah or myself directly and say, you know, I have a question about the fat facial or you know, the Ilia eyeshadow palette. We'd be happy to answer your questions.
Yeah. And I want to know if you guys like these shopping specific podcasts and or episodes. And if so, like, should we do a specific, you know, like let's do an episode that's just about eyeshadow palettes or let's do an episode that's just about eyeliners or
totally.
Whatever.
It's product focused episodes I think would be awesome, but we don't want to do them if you don't think they're going to be beneficial to you guys. So I think in the Facebook group, what I would love to see is somebody start a thread listing one or two products that they have tried in the past month that they loved and then having everybody chime in with their favorite products from the past month. Kind of like what we just did.
Our little community
of people. Okay, I think we have to go because I'm noticing that Los Angeles is tweeting right now and it's definitely not me or Sarah. It's Patrick.
Oh, Patrick.
Running our Instagram account. Our Twitter account. And probably our Instagram account.
I love our little interns.
Patrick and Matt hate us.
I hope you guys are getting school credit for this.
Yeah, sorry. have fun with that. I hope it looks good on your resume.
All right. Well,
so we gotta go
guys.
Now. But thanks for listening.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.